Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, the 28th of September. And the top stories for today, the Gabungan Rakyat Sabah Alliance today unanimously agreed on Sabah Bersatu Chief, Dato' Hajiji Mohamad Noor, as its Chief Minister candidate. Hajiji, who's also the Sulaiman State Assemblyman or ADUN, confirmed that he will be sworn in as Chief Minister at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow. The announcement comes less than 24 hours after leaders of GRS had been at a stalemate following a day of negotiations with Yang di-Pertua Negeri, Tun Juha Mahirudin, to select a chief minister. Meanwhile, Datuk Seri Bung Mokhtar Radin also explained that the new state government will stop politics and fulfill its responsibility to solve the problems faced by Sabah. The Health Ministry will be increasing the number of staff and equipment for COVID-19 screening at the Kuala Lumpur International Airport, or KLIA, and KLIA2 to reduce congestion involving individuals arriving from Sabah. MOH, via Twitter, said its Minister, Dato' Sri Dr. Adham Baba, had directed the Selangor Health Department to take action following public complaints on the congestion. A woman alleging to be the wife of former MIC President Tun S. Samivelu has filed a new application to be an intervener in Datuk Sri S. Velpari's lawsuit to have Samivelu's mental health determined by the court. Lawyer RSN Raya, representing Miriam Rosaline Edward Paul, said the application was filed on September 22nd and the court has fixed October 8th to hear it. The High Court today striked out Datuk Sri Najib Razak's lawsuit against AmBank and former AmBank employee Joanna Yu Ging Ping over the handling of his personal bank accounts where millions of money linked to a One Malaysia Development Berhad or 1MDB subsidiary had flowed in and out of. In this lawsuit, Najib had sued AmBank Islamic Bank Berhad, AMMB Holdings Berhad and U for alleged negligence and alleged breach of duty in the handling of his bank accounts, which was cited in his criminal trial over 42 million ringgit of former 1MDB's unit SRC International Sdn Bhd's funds. And India today reported the number of COVID-19 cases in the country has passed 6 million as the pandemic rages across the vast South Asian nation. With 6.1 million infections, according to the Health Ministry, India is on course to pass the United States in the coming weeks as the country with the most cases. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more of these stories.